It's T&R. T&R. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
Okay, keep doing it.
Oh, say does that Star Spangled Banner yet wave on the land of the free and the home of the brave?
98.5 Sports Hub, we're Touch from Rich. We did not talk during that.
That's the first thing I thought
we
of.
We got yelled at yesterday because we were playing some of Renee Rancourt doing the national anthem. Some guy called in, and, like, you know, halfway through it, we're like, 98.5 Sports Hub is Touch from Rich. And some guy calls and goes, you don't talk over the anthem.
Well, he's probably pissed that we only played the end of it.
Well,
very anti-American.
To that gentleman in the car, who I did ask him when he called in to complain whether he took his hat off. He said he did. And then I said, did you pull your car over and stand up the way you're supposed to? And he did not. So he is not as good of an American as he preaches. However, during that moment right there, I did stand up, hand over the heart, hat off the head.
It shows that you do enjoy.
And I bought a Kid Rock grill, too. So in your face, who's more American now?
Well, I bought a Kid Rock grill, and then I took a foreign-made grill and put it up in the air and shot it with an American-made AR-15.
You gotta do that.
Yep, you have to. All right, so we were talking about Renee Rancourt and that people... It's funny because we have Ron Poster, the Oregon player, in sometimes before the Bruins go into the playoffs. Maybe not a good idea this year, considering that last year it was a disaster.
But he did it the year they won, though.
All right. Well, I don't know. And so, I mean, we can or we can't. Okay. It doesn't matter either way to me. But we asked Renee Rancourt one time to come in, and he wanted money. So I thought that was interesting that he, you know, but God bless him. You know, who wants to get out of bed if you don't have to? But he is retiring, and we had people call in yesterday, and they were saying that they had Renee Rancourt at their weddings.
Well, we were speculating.
Vastly different prices, though.
Yeah, we were speculating how much money he makes, because we're like, this is a guy that he may be retiring, but he makes a ton of cash on the weekends. And I mean, how often do you go on Facebook and you'll see somebody who, hey, Renee Rancourt was at my wedding, or I was at a wedding and Renee Rancourt was the guy who was in there. Our own John Wallach had Carl Bean, is that
yes,
right?
Okay, correct.
The guy who does the announcements for the Red Sox,
did,
or
yes,
used to until
and
he
how
passed
much
away.
Did that run you?
I don't remember.
I thought you did it for free. I thought you said he did it as a favor.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
I think that's right.
So, yes. And he didn't even slide him some cash?
He didn't ask. As I said, we were friends. So I he said, you know, just feed me and... You know,
feed me cash.
Had his Red Sox World Championship ring with him, and he took pictures of people or let people try it on.
So what did he do? He introduced, like, the bridal party?
Yeah, brought us in to the reception.
Did anyone know that it was the guy from the Red Sox?
Yes.
Is it because you told them? Was it in the pamphlet?
No, it was not in the program.
Because the hell would know?
Fred, at Wallach's wedding?
Oh, yeah, Wallach's
everyone
wedding.
Would know.
Yeah.
It's true.
At Wallach's wedding, they're like,
oh, my goodness. No one could stand up.
Yep.
He had a guy dressed as the baseball almanac walking around taking pictures with people. Right.
Opened here's it my up friend. To the Dwight Evans page.
Here's my friend Beckett.
Yep.
Hey! So we're trying to figure out. Renee Rancourt is obviously... made a decent amount of money on the weekend singing this, and we were like, I wonder how much money he actually made. And boy, people called in who had Renee Rancourt there, and because I think, Fred, you were speculating that it probably wasn't for much, and I said he probably makes $500, and boy, was there a complete difference in what people were paying.
Yeah, it fluctuated between about $200 to $1,000.
Yeah, it's like $1,000. Now, Dan told me that, what was the scenario that you had where Renee Rancourt...
During the playoffs a few years ago, you know, the Bruins are on the road, and I went to just a bar and grill near my house, nothing fancy, and he showed up and sang the national anthem before the game. Like, they turned the TV sound down, and he sang the national anthem. And when I tell you he was there in the third period, still, my wife has a picture with him, and it's kind of, she, you know, kind of creeped out a little bit. But hanging around, and the drinks were flowing, and he was, like, the life, he just loved being there, you know, for almost the entire game.
But did he have the tux on?
He did not.
Okay.
No, but he sang the national anthem for an away Bruins game.
He had a tuxedo shirt on.
And, did people know he was going to be there, or just randomly he popped up and started singing?
No, the bar paid him. Right.
Exactly.
But I don't know who sees something like, I want to go out and watch the game tonight.
I don't know.
Renee Rancourt's going to be there. Let's get in the car and drive 30 miles.
If you're choosing between going to one bar or the other one, and you find out Renee Rancourt's going to be there, I'm going to go to the Renee Rancourt.
I would, too.
I want to get a picture with the guy.
I absolutely would.
No.
I would.
Oh, without a doubt.
Sure.
And I would do the stupid stereotypical fist thing with him in the picture.
Why would you want a picture with the guy that sings the national anthem?
Because I want to. I don't know.
And what are you
going to
do with it?
Man's a local legend.
He is. Because it's like, hey, look, it's Renee Rancourt. No, but
what are you going to do with that picture?
You put it up on the wall of fame right next to your picture with all the Red Sox athletes and the Bruins athletes. There it is.
I'm going to frame it and put it over my bed.
Damn right.
No, exactly. It's just like one of those things. Like, you go out of your way to get a picture with Renee Rancourt.
Sure.
And then it sits in your phone for the rest of your life.
I guess so.
And then it's one of those things that you're never going to look at again. You'll be scrolling trying to find another picture.
Pretty much.
And it will just be an obstacle that's in your phone.
Yeah, but for the moment, it's cool. You're like, hey, we're
so debate, so debate. Hey, see, look. I would
just as well have an usher that cleans up after the games.
And you don't have to pay him as much either.
Who knows? Rancourt's price is up and down.
I see, and I've also heard like different stories about like how he was. Like I've heard that some weddings he'll show up and he'll stay there as long as you want. Mm-hmm. Then I've heard some where he just goes in and he's like, you know, a secret agent. Gets his work done, sings it, and leaves. And then he's out of there.
Oh, so I didn't know. He probably looks at the bridal party
and goes like, let's see.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody's telling me, he says, hey, I just looked into booking him for my wedding in October. $1,700.
Whoa!
And you have to be within 45 miles of Newton. $1,700? That's the most I've heard Renee Rancourt asking
for. I wonder what side of Newton he lives on.
Well, the wrong side of the Whole Foods.
No, he lives out near me. I don't think he lives in Newton.
It said from Newton.
No, I understand that, but
that's insane. Because we heard as low as 700 yesterday. I think, no, 600 I think was the lowest that we had heard.
No, less than that. There was like $250.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't see that. But there you go. This is like the price line for an A Rancourt.
$1,700 to have the guy that sings the national anthem.
All right, so you had Carl Bean. People have had Renee Rancourt. Mm-hmm. What other strange people have you paid to be at your wedding? I know Adolfo was at somebody's wedding.
We had that guy called in this week, right?
Rich went to someone's wedding for free.
But that was as a guest. That wasn't as like an appearance or anything like that.
He was a listener.
He was.
All right, so
617-779-0985. Did you have any kind of strange mascot or whatever appear at your wedding? How did they act?
Yeah, my friend Blanchard at his wedding had like the Michigan State mascot, the Tigers mascot, and whatever other mascots going around. And he was like in heaven, and everyone was going, what the hell are you doing? This is your wedding.
What do the mascots do after they show up? Do they just kind of sit around and just wander?
And they like, it's like Disney. Like, they wander around and you get your picture taken with them if you so choose.
Okay.
And then that's it. I don't know. And he was in heaven.
I went to a wedding one time. It was around Christmas. And Santa showed up. And Santa started like, you know, he's like, hey, everyone's like, hey, it's Santa. And then at one point I just saw Santa kind of drunkenly stumbling over towards the DJ table. And just like scrolling through the record.
Oh, boy. Well,
hey, who's an old school DJ? George, go ahead.
George, what's up, man? George.
All right, George is gone.
All right, George is gone. Don't go away, George.
Yeah, Blanchard was just in heaven. He thought it was the greatest thing ever that these mascots were walking around. And everyone was like, what the hell is this? This is your wedding.
And by the way, Wally comes, people are asking about, like, you know, I wonder how much Wally costs. All I know is that I tried to get Wally to do something for a charity, and when Wally wouldn't do it for free, even though it was a big charity thing. It was the Miracle League. And then we ended up having to pay Wally, and Wally kept trying to get in all the pictures for the paper. And we're like, no, we paid you to be here. You get no credit.
Yeah.
You get no credit for being here.
Yeah, you're going to make it look like you did something for charity.
Right. You get no goodwill out of this, sir.
Yeah, now you're right. So stay out of here.
That's right. Stay out of
now, this. Now, how much does Wally cost?
Wally ain't cheap. I don't think Wally is very cheap. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's hundreds of dollars. And it is not inexpensive.
That's a nice gig if you can get it. It's just you're some random furry thing.
I'm just visioning these nice charity people leading Wally away by the
Well, we're sitting there getting ready. We're literally sitting there getting ready to take a picture of the paper. It's like the grand opening of the Miracle League field. And here comes Wally. Like, I want to be in it. We're like, get the F out of the picture.
That's great.
We paid you.
That puts a whole new spin. Wally came to my kids' elementary school a couple of years ago. I'm wondering if the school committee paid for it.
The school committee or if the taxpayers paid it. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Jay?
Just an FYI. Renee Rancourt and his wife were actually the band in our wedding 30 years ago.
No.
They had a full band, one piece, the whole, you know, the whole thing. So it wasn't just that he used to make appearances doing, you know, singing the national anthem. He was our entertainment for the wedding.
Now, was he any good?
He was good. Let me tell you something. He played a lot of different styles of music, obviously at weddings, as dancing. He was right in there.
But that was before he was Renee Rancourt, right? That was before.
Oh, no. He was still. He started at the Bruins, I think, in 78. I got married in 87.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I guess
was he like a wild child? Did he have like Aquanet hair at that point?
No. I'll be honest with you. He still looked pretty. He looked pretty much the same. And he had a lot of fun. And at the end of it, two of my buddies who probably had a little too much to drink got up and sang "Oh Canada" with him. So it was, he was pretty cool. He was cool. And the people had a good time. He was a pretty good band.
All right. See, I could see if it was a band. I cannot see it doing it just for him to sing the national anthem. All right, we'll be back.
Oh, we got some good
more
ones.
Calls.
On the new Sports Hub app and on your computer. 98.5thesportshub.com. Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Renee Rancourt, the man who sings the national anthem at the Bruins games, is retiring, and it's amazing how many people have had him at their weddings or affairs. I mean, a lot of people probably getting upset based on, I mean, I don't know how much these people are telling the truth, but the variance in the amount of money that he has people for or the amount of time he stayed at the wedding fluctuates madly. It fluctuates all over the place, but people love to have special guests at their weddings. Tim, go ahead, sir.
Steak and eggs, boys.
What's up?
So I don't know how much he got paid, but I went to a wedding recently in Topsfield that had Keytar Bear playing the cocktail hour. he couldn't have been paid that much because his car broke down on the way there, which made him like an hour late, and then he had to take a cab. But he wouldn't take his head off in the cab, so we saw him loading everything up with his head still on and then jump into the cab and leave.
Keytar Bear would not take his head off when he came in studio one time.
No, but and he didn't want to talk, but then he finally did talk. So Keytar Bear... Did they get him, like, on the street? Did they approach him on the street? I don't know. How do you get in touch with Keytar Bear?
Oh, I'm sure you could just Google him, but, I mean, he's probably, like, finding Rock and Roll Mike. You're going to see him at some kind of game.
That's because I'm dead serious. I think that to get Keytar Bear, one must find Keytar Bear.
Was Keytar Bear's fur, like, super dirty?
Oh, his head is nasty, but I'll tell you what, he did dress up. He was wearing, like a white tuxedo with like one of those Seinfeld frilly shirts. He's killing it.
I see Keytar Bear probably once a week because he kind of hangs out around my neighborhood, and I don't think he's ever washed his suit. Like, it's like you can see the grime, and when he came in studio, you could see it collected on it. Yeah, I wouldn't know because I actually just Googled Keytar Bear to find out how much he would cost to be at some event. And I can't find any way of getting a hold of him. There's a Keytar Bear Twitter account, but it hasn't been run since 2013.
Oh, yeah, you have to find Keytar Bear.
Right.
No, there's no booking service, I would imagine, to get Keytar Bear.
Just like I wonder if he drives the car with the head on. But I'm not kidding you. Like, he's got something about taking the head off.
Well, he doesn't want you to know what he looks like. Okay. It's a kiss situation.
Okay, I understand.
It takes away the majesty of what is the Keytar Bear. Seth, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so first off, you probably only need to pay Keytar Bear like an Uber ride and let him crack at the open bar one shot, and I think he'd probably be fine with that. But,
I don't know how he gets the alcohol in, though, because he won't take off that stupid hat.
They probably have one of those, like, ice luges. You know, he just puts his giant head right underneath. You know what I mean?
Sure. That's something I would want a picture of. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, an ice luge. Oh, my kingdom for an ice luge.
Second of all, I owe Nick an apology because I called him Bird because he asked me a dumb question.
It's not like what? Nick is a genius. I mean, it's an easy mistake to make.
So a couple of years ago, got married. I had Jim Martin, the Bruins PA announcer, at my wedding. Got married up at the state room, and it was pretty awesome. He came in.
Oh.
We gave him a whole list of, like, all of his, obviously the wedding party's names and, like, a little bit about him. He roasted everybody, which was pretty funny.
So did he do the announcement and then do the woo?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he got everyone waving, you know, the napkins around, everything like that. Paraded the whole crew. It was pretty awesome. Guy was pretty inexpensive, but I don't think he was there for more than 15, 20 minutes. Couldn't have been better for the wedding. It was awesome.
Isn't that the way you want it, though?
Yeah.
You only want them there for, like, 20 minutes. Get in there, do your thing, take a couple pictures and leave. Because then they're just, that would just be awkward to me if you hire a guy. And after the whole, like, big bang of them being there, they're just wandering around. Then you're like, what do we do with Keytar Bear? He won't go away.
No, Keytar Bear ain't going away.
Well, he can't because his car broke down.
But if you paid me, if you, this is the thing, is if you paid me to do the introductions, and then you give me the money, I mean, mm-hmm. Why would I hang out?
I
would leave.
I just did some quick math, and if for every weekend, Rene Rancourt made $1,700, which is what we're hearing is he's charging. Mm-hmm. If every weekend he does one wedding, he would make $88,400 a year.
Yeah, there's no way he's booking that much stuff for $1,700.
Well, I mean, let's say he books like every other weekend. I mean, that's still $44,000.
He does have a booking agent, and there's a notice on their website that says he's no longer accepting bookings, but anything that has been booked so far for 2018 will be honored.
Oh, well, so many
he's really
people.
He's really retiring. He is
out.
A lot of people are very disappointed.
So are they just going to do the old, every other place does pretty much, and just have a different person every day? Or are they looking for a new Rene Rancourt?
I don't know. Have to have someone who captures the imagination of the fans.
I mean, listen, there are some people that we do know of who have written epic Bruins songs.
Yeah, I mean, you could have Mike behind the mic.
I mean, why would you not get a guy who is a living legend to be, and you know that he would kill it every single time.
I wonder if Mike behind the mic Callahan should make a tape saying
when
how
Bruins style.
Should make a song saying how he should be the new Bruins guy that style does the national anthem at the games.
And not
it's
the national
anthem. And now Chicago plays the Bruins. And just like playing Pittsburgh,
we need him to do a playoff song anyway.
Team in ruins. We'll bring the Stanley back to Boston because we are the Bruins. Winning games is what we're doing.
Because you know the fans already love him. The Bruins fans have already embraced.
Yeah.
Mike behind the mic, Allen.
Yeah, they all love him. He's the best. The worst is there was a girl in Detroit. She probably still does it. That did the national anthem, and she was really good looking at first, and then she's been doing it for like 30 years, and so you've just seen her age and age and age, and it makes you feel ancient because you remember when she was like a young lady, and now she's just becoming like an average housefrau.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Oh. Right.
David Krejci, win
it Bruins style. All right, Mike, you gotta get us some new stuff.
Yeah, I'm just saying that this is like the number one hit that everyone sings. It's tough to match up to this.
No, the number one hit is the Craigslist Killer.
I'm talking about the Bruins saying anything with Rich comparison to this.
Rich won't play it.
I won't play the Craigslist Killer.
Why not?
Because it's like so bad.
No, it's great. Not. I actually agree with Fred on this.
I'm
I'd like
the Craigslist Killer.
Either that or Octuplets, one of the two.
Octuplets.
Yes.
Okay, see if you can find Octuplets or the Craigslist Killer.
One of those two. I'm happy with either one.
Gary, go ahead. All right, I don't know. I don't even care anymore. Can you find?
He's the Craigslist Killer.
Gary, I just got the heavy duty.
Well, a man went on to Craigslist.
Okay, I'm not going to play that. I'm not going to play it.
Why?
I'm not going to play it.
What's wrong with it?
He's talking about murder because he's singing about murder.
Yeah, but he's not glorifying it.
It's factual.
I know he was writing a song about something in the news.
He's ripped from today's headline.
He's the killer.
I'm not going to play that one.
Do you have the octuplets one?
I think we do.
If you have octuplets, I'd be happy.
Because about sports. He used to just rip things out of
that's
the headlines.
That's right. He wrote a song about Framingham. I know
octuplets.
About
octuplets.
Yeah.
I don't know what the whole song is. What was the woman's name? She was the Octomom?
I don't know.
Octomom. I mean, I'm sure it's not under the real lady, like the real name,
right? I don't know. I can't, now that I can't find.
So you have the whole Craigslist killer one.
Now,
does the Craigslist killer one? Does that? It doesn't glorify the murder.
No, it's just.
So why are you again? I don't understand.
I feel uncomfortable doing it. I do. I feel uncomfortable playing that one. I don't.
Does
like
he
it.
Say killer for money?
Yeah, Craigslist killer. I don't remember what he says in the chorus. I don't know. I don't remember.
Only one way to find out.
I'm not going to play it.
It doesn't glorify the situation,
I know,
does it?
I don't know if it does. I haven't heard it in so long. It just makes me feel weird. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of that one.
What song was Octuplets to?
It was to a song from Annie.
Oh.
Little kids, everywhere I turn.
Nadia Suleiman, I'm being told, is the name of the woman.
If you can find that one, then great, because I can't find it. I don't even know what it would be under. All I know is that I see one that's called Octuplets, and that's just the clip that I played, and that's it.
Octuplets.
I don't understand what the holdup is.
But he's the guy.
I would rather have him do a Trump one.
Oh.
And do, like, things that are in the news.
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Like, so just ripped from the headlines.
Yeah, because he's done enough sports ones. He's done, like, 8 years of sports ones. I think it's time to get back to the headlines.
Just have him just do it.
Sure. He is an artist. You need for him to be able to stretch his creative boundaries and not be confined.
Just get three stories from the news and make a song.
Maybe it was Facebook?
Little kids, everywhere I turn.
Okay. That's Octuplets.
That's the Octuplets one. But it's just, that's the only clip. I have isolated clips from it. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis was on the Colin Cowherd show yesterday.
He's the Craigslist killer.
Yes, okay, yes.
Does he say killer for money?
I don't know. I can't find it.
All right.
Actually, I can find it, but I don't want to listen to it.
I want to listen to it off the air. All right, Ray Lewis was on Colin Cowherd, and he was talking about... Who was he talking about again?
Oh, he's talking about Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Ray Lewis is...
And, of course, he brings in God and a bunch of other stuff. So we will have that, but first, the headline. Oh, no. Yeah, the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I said at 17 years old, I wanted to be the greatest to ever play this game. And somebody said, give that to me. You can't do that no more. What's next for me to do? Pout?
So people want to hear what Ray Lewis has to say about this. And we are in a protracted labor struggle.
Yeah.
What is your opinion?
Simple. We really got to remove pride. Seriously.
There's egos involved.
Come on. There's no other reason the issue is going on. That's why I don't get into word and a lot of all that other stuff, because it takes away from life itself. Man, there are people who's really struggling. For real. There's real struggles out there. What we're going through right now, we're affecting way more than us.
How so?
Yeah. It's too many people live through us. People live through us. Yeah. Walking the streets the way I walk the streets. I'm not talking about the people who see all the time.
People who work in stadiums.
Yes.
Fans.
Yes. Yes, who their livelihoods do this research if we don't have a season. Watch how much evil, which we call it crime, watch how much crime picks up.
985, the Sports Hub. We are Treasure and Rich. That is Ray Lewis, which I contend is the dumbest thing I've ever heard a quote-unquote sane athlete say. I mean, there's been maniacs that have said other stuff, but Ray Lewis sitting down for an interview, even Sal Palantonio is trying to give him an out by saying, you mean the people that work at the stadiums? And he's saying, no, society as a whole will fall apart if there's not football because people live through them. Talk about an inflated sense of self.
Watch how much evil, or as you call it, crime.
That's right.
Just talk about thinking what you're doing is way more important than it is.
Look how many people will do what I did in the early 2000s. How many stabbings?
Yeah, he...
at least I was accused of being a part of.
He is someone that is not smart.
No, no.
But I believe that he is brought in particularly for that reason. Because he keeps losing full-time jobs, which I hate. But then he, like, it's usually Fox. He's, like, popping around Fox Sports.
Yeah, they kind of have him as one of the standby guys.
On retainer.
Yeah, right. He's like what Michael Hurley is to the NBC Sports Boston. They just call him in when they need him. Here comes Ray Lewis. Just pops on in every once in a while. We need an opinion and someone to say it with gravitas. Mm. Say it in a way that's very breathy and sounds important. So he was asked yesterday.
Well, he would say loud.
Loud. And very breathy.
So I'm talking about. Voice like this.
So he was on.
And enunciate. Weirdly.
The Colin Cowherd Show. And he was asked about a bunch of different things. But then the subject of Odell Beckham Jr. was brought up. And here's what the great Ray Lewis had to say.
Odell Beckham Jr., who is looking for a new deal.
Odell Beckham was on the market. Nobody offered. Yeah. L.A. Rams. I was told the Rams vetted him. Didn't love what they hear.
Yeah.
If you could sit down for 10 minutes with Odell Beckham, what would you tell him?
Oh, boy.
Have you heard this?
I stopped. Well, I figured we were going to play it, so I stopped. Right, okay. I watched the first part,
okay.
And then I figured.
Like, I want to hear it fresh. Okay.
Yeah, I figured.
All right.
Play
well,
this.
I mean, then I don't. Then you don't even need to guess where this is going.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to go to the Bible. I mean, he's going to start about God.
More than that. Let's.
Where there's no God, there's chaos. Odell has removed God from his life. This is a kid that grew up under the covenant of who God really is. And everything that he's doing, he's crying out for help. We have a lot of people reporting about him, but it's always been the duty of elders to go back to help them.
Like in Clash of the Titans. The elders have to come by and say, like Yoda, hey, Odell, be with... I can't remember how Yoda talks. Be with God, will I?
Yeah, that's right.
Well done.
Hey, God, come over here. I'm the little green guy.
Hey. A training camp, you must...
Hey, Odell, cut that yellow thing off your hair, you will. Look at me, I got big ears.
God, this is Ray Lewis Yoda.
This is Yoda Ray Lewis.
This is Ray Lewis Yoda.
It's Ray Yoda. Yoda Ray Lewis is.
It's Ray Yoda.
Ray Yoda.
That's right. Ray Yoda, what do you have to say to Odell Beckham Jr.?
Stupid am I.
Ray Yoda.
Ray Yoda. Inarticulate I am. Hey, everybody, you're gonna put me on TV and I'm gonna say something dumb. Say something dumb. Say something dumb. Please go with God. Crime. Or as you call it, evil do you. All right. So Ray Lewis. The elders must come by.
The elder.
You got to get Kiss's very controversial concept album. The Elder.
You're going to go with the Kiss album. The Elder.
They did it with Bob Ezrin.
Bob Ezrin, I think.
Shut up. They bought it. Kiss's very controversial concept album, The Elder. I just love that they have to get The Elders. The guys with robes.
Right, all gather around and discuss Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm
this is a kid that grew up under the covenant of who God really is. And everything that he's doing, he's crying out for help. We have a lot of people reporting about him. But it's always been the duty of elders to go back to help them. So that's why I raised my hand. And I told him, I'm here, whatever you need.
What are you saying?
I raised my hand in my car.
No one could see you at the time, but yes.
Well, if you was in a car next to me, you could.
Right.
I was in a limousine.
Right.
You ever seen the movie Big?
Yes.
I was in a limousine, and I came out the top of it, and I just started waving my
arms. Oh, okay.
All right.
The movie Big.
You've my apartment is a lot like the movie Big.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I got a sweet video game.
You got a trampoline, too?
No, I have a piano that you jump on.
Oh, okay.
Scoop, ba da doo da ba da ding dong ding.
Cool bunk beds.
I get the bottom, I call it.
Somebody just said,
get rid of that white suit. I did.
It's Ray Yoda.
Was never proven. So that's why I raised my hand. And I told him, I'm here. Whatever you need.
What do you say?
It's not what he said. It was the commitment. It was that I didn't even really talk to him.
Well, what did he say?
Well, I mean, nothing really. I never really called him.
I raised my hand. I just told you.
I said, ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm Ray Horseshack.
Ray Horseshack. Mr. Contair.
Horseshack Ray Lewis.
Horseshack Ray Lewis. Ooh. Mr. Cartel. Whatever you need.
What do you say?
Well, it's not what he said. It was the commitment he started to make. So we started to make those phone calls. We started to have conversation. And then I started to see he started to distance himself a little more, and a little more. And the moment, just listen to me, Colin. I don't care about religion. I'm talking.
What?
Wait, by the way, all of a sudden he's made this all about himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is. I mean, come on. There's Mad Libs with him. It's all the same. And that's exactly why they have this guy on, is because they know it's just going to be nonsense. I want this play. Oh, whoops.
I'm talking about a foundation. When your foundation is disturbed. When everything you're doing is the opposite of what's got you to this place.
Yes.
Then you're making your own bed hard.
In Baton Rouge, it was football.
It's simple. It's simple.
His life is less football today.
It's less football. Guess why? I tell people this all the time. I just spoke at this church a couple of days ago. You show me your crowd, I will show you your future.
Oh, okay. Okay. The people.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, Justin Timberlake ain't never played no football.
That's right. That's right. Well, you want to get with Joey Fatone.
Boy band Ray Lewis.
Everybody. Yeah. I forget the rest.
Stab somebody.
Everybody. Get to Warden tonight. Ray Lewis is back. All right.
It's Backstreet Ray.
That one kid from 98 Degrees was ugly.
which one is that?
They had to dye his hair to make him look different. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Man, Justin Timberlake ain't never played no football. I love Justin. Right. But Justin ain't getting out there on that grind like that.
Yeah.
These guys he hanging out with.
So the problem is he's hanging out with Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. By the way, Odell Beckham hasn't, like, committed any crimes that I know of, has he? Okay.
No.
I mean, there was that picture that was with that woman who happened to might have some coke, but he hasn't, like, committed any crimes.
No.
And by the way, how does he know he's not going to church and he's lost Jesus? Is that because he's not talking to you anymore? Maybe it's because you're bat crap insane.
Well, he's hanging out with that ne'er-do-well Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, right. Who obviously is a horrible influence on human beings.
Yeah, I mean, and also this Norwegian death metal group, but He's hanging out with Justin Timberlake.
And by the way, I didn't even think it was Justin Timberlake. It was Justin Bieber.
Well, that makes more sense than Timberlake.
They're in studios all night. They don't have to get up. They don't have a time clock. They don't have no discipline when it comes to athleticism.
Right, right, right. It's a different discipline.
It's a totally different discipline.
Yeah.
And when you see this, what Odell is...
So you should hang out with only people that play sports professionally?
Yes, that is what he's saying. That is what he's saying.
Stay away from that accounts receivable man. He's going to lead you down a road of numbering. How's he going to... He don't play football, get away.
And when you see this, what Odell is doing to himself.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not gonna just going to call him out. I'm going to call him. See, a lot of people calling him out, disappointed. No. What I'm disappointed in is we had an agreement as men. And the difference of me and everybody else, I don't need nothing or want nothing from you. But when you tell me you want me in your life to help you, when you tell me that we will be accountable,
how can you leave me?
By the way, he's done this with like every person that he talked about. I reached out to him, and I said, let's pray together.
I mean, you said you wanted to go out, and now I'm sitting here, and the phone isn't ringing. I'm getting a little FOMO. Fear of missing out. You're having fun without me. Odell, come on. You're half an hour late. At least, are you okay? Just return my message.
With reading our Bibles and sharing scriptures.
And it just doesn't work.
And it don't happen.
Yeah.
Then you wonder why things around you starts to happen.
Things will happen to start, says I.
All right, so we will return in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Enjoy football, food, and more with Tom Brady at the Best Buddies Challenge June 1st and 2nd. Register today at TeamTomBrady.com.
Did you hear the story about Trevor Davis, the wide receiver for the Packers? So apparently he was at LAX and was arrested on Sunday, I believe it was, because as he was going through security, he turned to his wife and said, hey, did you remember to pack the explosives? And the woman with him said yes. And so immediately he was taken into custody on a criminal count of making criminal threats. So has he not seen Meet the Parents? Does he not know that at any point you can't joke about having a bomb in any way, shape, or form when you're at an airport?
Now, do they arrest you and take you into custody? Like, you have to get bailed out and everything?
He was arrested. So, okay, apparently the way it all went was he was taken into custody and so I don't know whether or not he had to like post bail or anything like that, but he was taken into custody and charged.
Okay, so yeah, so he had to post bail.
I guess you would have to. Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, sure. But right now, the Packers had to release a statement on it. They're aware of a matter involving Trevor Davis. We're in the process of gathering more information. We're refraining from making any further comments, as it is an ongoing legal matter. Who does not know that you can't make jokes about having a bomb at an airport? And I know that it makes it even more tempting. You know, you sit there like,
yeah, it's one of those things, like, if you're driving, you get that sense, it's the old Jim Carrey joke, that at any point you could just turn the wheel and just, you know, go crazy.
Just drive the wrong way, and then you've gone insane. But, that's a very smart gentleman who obviously plays for the Packers.